Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Bava Metzia. We are up to Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. So says the first Mishnah of the last Perek of Bava Metzia. Habayis v'aliyah shel shnayim shenaflu. If you have a bayis and aliyah, which means a two-story house, one person lives on the bottom floor, another person lives on the top floor, so it's two apartments, more like a garden apartment type of situation, and the house caved in. So shnayim cholkim be'etzim v'avanim v'afar. So there's a lot of raw materials that you could use to build. There's a lot of building materials that you can use to rebuild other things. There's all sorts of wood and rocks and things like that. So they, and that's valuable. So the two tenants, so to speak, the two owners from the bottom floor and top floor, divide it. They split it. And they have to see which stones were the most likely to have been the broken ones, and which ones are the more likely ones to have been the whole ones. It probably depends how the house collapsed, if it sort of imploded or it exploded. And the one who's more likely to have the broken ones, gets the broken stones, and the one who more likely from his level the whole stones came, he gets the whole stones. If one of them recognizes some of the rocks from his house, he sees certain markings on it, his kid's heights or something or whatever, so notlan, he takes the ones that he recognizes, and we count them toward the cheshbon of the number of whole stones that he's entitled to take. So if one guy is supposed to get 50 stones and the other one's supposed to get 50 stones because there's a total of 100 intact stones, and he recognizes these five as his, so he gets these five plus another 45, right? We don't split the rest, but it counts toward his cheshbon. So moving on to Mishnah Beis. Habayis v'aliyah shel shnayim. If again, two-story house, two different people own each of the stories. Nivchas aliyah. If the floor that separates the two homes caves in, vein balabayis whatzalasakin, and the guy that owns the bottom store is like, oh great, cathedral ceilings now. I have no interest in fixing it. Hare bal aliyah yored v'dor lamata. Then the guy from the second floor can go and live in the bottom floor. Achi yisakin los aliyah, until the owner fixes that floor for him. Rabbi Yossi amar atachto nosin es hatikra. Rabbi Yossi says the guy in the lower floor has to give the materials that they use for the ceiling, even though that's also the floor for the upper story. Ve'elyonis ha'maziva, and the guy in the upper story is one that provides the plaster that covers the lumber that they use to make the floor that separates the two, and that's how they divide the expenses. So let's review what we learned today in Perek Yud. Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you have a two-story, two-family house that fell down, so they both split the raw materials, and if there's and if you're able to cheshbon which stones are more likely to be broken from which apartment, so that's the one that gets the broken stones, and if one guy recognizes particular rocks as belonging to him, he gets those rocks, and that and then we deduct that from the cheshbon. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that if the floor in between the two apartments caves in, and the guy in the bottom floor doesn't want to help fix it, the guy in the top floor could just live in the bottom floor until it gets fixed. And then Rabbi Yossi says the way they divide the expenses is the guy in the bottom floor pays for the lumber to build that his ceiling and the other guy's floor, and the guy in the top floor pays for the plaster that goes over that lumber. That's from next time. We'll pick up with Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel.